to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Before we go to Joel, I just wanted to comment on Sydney. The Democrats apparently are going to give Barack Obama just about everything he wants. He has a $3.6 trillion budget. Now, of course, the Congressional Budget Office says that there's going to be a federal deficit of increase in the federal debt of about almost $10 trillion over the next 10 years. I think that that is very, very conservative. In fact, it looks to me like somewhere between almost $2 trillion deficits just in this one coming year. But Harry Reid, of course, the Senate Majority Leader, has said, well, we're going to be able to cut the deficit in half. Now, why would he say that? Well, very simply, because Harry Reid recently was interviewed by a commentator, and Harry Reid insisted that the federal income tax is entirely voluntary. Nobody is forced to pay it. And the interviewer, we have this up on our website, we posted this link to it. The interviewer could not understand what he was saying. It said, well, they put people in jail. No, but it is voluntary, he said. He kept repeating. Senator Harry Reid said the income tax is voluntary. And that's the same man who just said, why we're going to be able to cut the federal deficit by 50%. You must understand that these people say things that are frankly not true just to confuse you. But boy, they say it with an awful lot of authority. And that's one reason we're in so much trouble today. And with that as the background, Joel Skousen, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. You know, these statements about the income tax are very interesting because in fact, the tax protest movement is correct that the code really doesn't ever explicitly state, whatever income is and who is required to file. And several people have won tax protest court cases by essentially asking the IRS to show in court where it indicates they must file. And but nevertheless, they keep putting people in jail over it, and one wonders, because they clearly intend to tax people's income, how come they haven't closed the loopholes in the tax code that allow, tax protest movements to come? And it isn't because they use it. As we do know, they may have immunity, but they do pay some taxes anyway, But I've just never been able to figure out why they continue to keep this loophole open for tax protests unless they intend simply to leave it as a bait to draw people into the system so that they are into the courts where they can put them in jail.
I really think you're absolutely right. I think they play games with us. They play games with our minds, and they're playing games with the tax protesters. I mean, nothing's going to change until we do away with the IRS rather than try to fight them, by not paying your taxes and leaving yourself in jeopardy and ruining your life and your family. Far better off to pay your taxes and join you and I in this epic struggle to do away with this illegitimate and dishonest system of taxation.
Well, it's, it is becoming almost irrelevant now, taxation. They're printing so much more money than they ever collect in taxes. Of course, they're talking about a $1.2 trillion deficit in this budget proposal. And just think how glad we should be that they're always promised. I mean, everybody who promises an increase in government spending promises to reduce the deficit by half in some numbers of years in the future. And what does that mean? Nobody's around to check. No one's around to hold their feet to the fire because they're always working with a new budget. And so everyone forgets about the promises of the old. Well, of course, despite wishful thinking of investors and manipulators who pushed stocks up this week, the Geithner Bernanke duo is scrambling to avert a complete meltdown of public confidence in their saving powers. I think the Treasury Secretary is looking more and more the youthful amateur in his pronouncements, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke can no longer give us a straight or an honest answer. There was a YouTube posted of Representative Bachman from Montana grilling these two brilliant people, and came to the issue of where in the Constitution do you find authority to give the federal government or the executive the power to create trillions of dollars and bail out these institutions. And both Geithner and Bernanke said, well, Congress gave us the power. And she said, that doesn't answer my question. Just because Congress does something doesn't mean it's constitutional. Where in the Constitution do you find specific language authorizing Congress to give you the power? And they went back to Congress authorized this.
And that was really very, very insightful, I think. Obviously, Congressman Bachman is a very, very brilliant woman, and she understands this, but I would have just pressed the point. It doesn't matter what Congress did. Where in the Constitution? You're swore to uphold the Constitution and not, do what Congress says, because Congress can be bribed. And you remember how Mr. Henry Paulson bribed Congress with $150 billion? Do you remember that? So they could get the $700 billion? Why didn't everybody call it what it was? It was a frank bribe of $150 billion to get 55 votes.
Well, it's interesting to watch that none of the other congressmen supported Mrs. Bachman in this, and none of the staffers, no one even blinked an eye, nobody was worried about the answers. It's just incredible how much of a fraud and a facade this is about taking an oath to the Constitution when there's virtually no one in government willing to hold people's feet to the fire on these issues.
But I think what she did was important, Joel, because that is all over the Internet, and there are more and more people learning about the Constitution now. I don't think we have a majority yet. We're a long way from there, but there are a lot more people who understand the Constitution and the danger today than they did, say, 10 years ago.
Yes, and clearly, this is the purpose of why you and I are on the air, to build up a remnant who will resist these things at some point, even if we don't have a majority. The country is simply going down. The title of tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, it's too late now. The damage is done. There's new proposals, all without details, of course, emerging faster than the pundits can praise and absorb them. The analysts are just all acting like cheerleaders to the government rather than honest analysts, and so anxious are they to join in the government to turn this, what I call a pig's ear of a bailout, into a recovery purse. Well, Timothy Geithner sought wide regulatory powers to control hedge funds and derivatives, but it's a bit late for that, too. Now all the cows are out of the barn and they aren't coming back. You can't control lost trillions back into existence. You can't regulate it back into existence. The badly needed reserve requirements, huge reserves, will take the profitability out of these dangerous derivative hedges. And so, it really doesn't mean anything that we're going to regulate these things. You've got to talk about what kind of regulations, and the kind of regulations I need, as I said, were huge reserves. If you're going to make bets that you're going to cover someone paying premiums on the potential default of financial instruments, you've got to keep reserves for that. And as I say, the only reason that these derivatives were so profitable is that there were no reserve requirements.
Not only that, but they knew that the government would bail them out. Henry Paulson gave up a job as CEO of Goldman Sachs at $40 million a year to take a job at $180,000 a year as Secretary of the Treasury. But it was Henry Paulson who said AIG is just too big to fall. We can't let it fall, so we've subsidized them. We've given them, $160 billion or so.
182.
All right, well, but remember, a lot of that money was transferred. Where did it go? Why it went to Goldman Sachs? We're concerned about AIG paying a paltry $160 million in bonuses to their employees. Goldman Sachs paid almost $5 billion of that $9 billion they just got from the American taxpayers through AIG, but they don't have to answer for that, So they almost $5 billion to their employees in bonuses. And we're worried about AIG with a paltry $160 million? Come on now.
Yeah, and now Merrill Lynch has been forced in court to admit that they pay $3.6 billion in bonuses just before the January 1st deadline. This is that evil compromise that Rahm Emanuel got together with Chris Dodd of Connecticut to get in the latest Obama bailout legislation, supposedly limiting executive compensation, but they excluded any bonuses that would be given prior to January 1st of this year. And so everybody got in under the deadline, and they lied to Congress about the size of the bonuses. I mean, and that's why Merrill Lynch is being required to, say how much they gave.
And, of course, Obama speaks out against Wall Street. He is the greatest supporter of Wall Street, but he can't let the public know.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 9, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $876.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $902.19, $451.10 for a half ounce, and $225.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $902.19, $451.10, and $225.55.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
here at the Genesis Communication Network, and people have to understand when Barack Obama is critical of Wall Street and how these people ought to get a real job and see what the world's really like, he's not telling you that the second largest supporter of his campaign was Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase wasn't far behind, and he's picked people from this little these little cliques to be his key advisors. They all tie into the Trilateral Commission. That's where Mr. Geithner came from, and James Jones, and the head of Home Security, and Susan Rice, the woman who, of course, is going to be our U.N. delegate. And I think there are 11 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in the Obama administration. There's only 87 of them American citizens in this little group, North American group. So, obviously, Barack Obama is in their hip pocket, but he's not going to tell you that. That's why you need to listen to programs like this and go to augustreview.org, I think it is, or augustreview.com, get the material put out by Pat Wood, who's got some great material on how these people control our government today. But you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, I'm going to divert to something that you touch on that you just said. Speaking of James Jones, you know, this former Marine commandant, he's a globalist, picked as Obama's national security advisor. He gave the following startling and incautious, and I mean really incautious, remarks at the 45th Munich Conference on Security Policy at the Hotel Bayerischer Hof in Munich. And to indicate how deeply entrenched the globalists are in controlling both Republican and Democratic administrations. He began his remarks, because they had apparently just done a wonderful tribute to Henry Kissinger in the previous day at this, of which he was in attendance. He said, "Thank you for the wonderful tribute to Henry Kissinger yesterday. Congratulations. As the most recent National Security Advisor of the United States, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger, filtered down through General Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger." Sandy Berger was the National Security Advisor to Clinton, who is also here, he said. "We have a chain of command in the National Security Council that exists today."
Isn't that an amazing statement? I wonder how many people really understand the significance of that.
I mean, this is incredible that he would be so incautious to admit this in public. He says, "I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger as they come down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger."
I know.
I mean,
I just wish every American could understand.
It's the first admission of an actual extra-governmental chain of command, you know, from these globalists directly into an administration.
And I'm sure the chain of command goes right to Barack Obama, who does exactly what he's told. But he certainly is articulate, and he's certainly got a nice smile and gallows humor. Go right ahead.
Well, going back to the proposals that are coming up, you know, now Secretary of Treasury Geithner wants the Feds to have power not only to seize banks, but seize private companies and insurance companies like AIG. And this looks like one of the, you know, primary reasons why they've allowed this to deteriorate to this point. William Brannigan and Benjamin Appelbaum of the Washington Post write like typical socialists when they say, "Time is running out on the Obama administration to take control of the banks and the crisis. If this plan fails, and it almost surely will, it's unlikely that we'll be able to persuade Congress to come up with more funds to do what he should have done in the first place." That was, anyway, these people know that the public is losing patience. Treasury Secretary Geithner asked Congress today for new regulatory authority for non-bank financial institutions such as AIG in order to eliminate gaps in supervision and to avoid potentially catastrophic threats to the nation's financial system. Now, Geithner said such authority would have allowed the government to bail out AIG last year at a far lower cost to taxpayers, a position backed by Federal Reserve Chairman. You know, they speak like 1-2. The government currently has the authority to seize only banks. Now, the "we need more authority to supervise" is a very false excuse. No amount of supervision is going to alter the fact that derivatives markets are never going to be able to pay out what they owe, period. The money's gone. People paid premiums for this stuff, and there never were any reserves. They were not required or kept. This is a giant Ponzi scheme and should be prosecuted as such. the call for power to seize private firms is the real meat of this proposal, and it smacks of future nationalization. And I think just the excuse to regulate, I mean, obviously, how do you regulate after the fact? You know, the barn's empty. The cows are gone. They're never coming back.
And the thing is that they had lots of regulations. If the regulations were there, they just wouldn't enforce them. The regulations were there.
No, there were not regulations on derivatives. They specifically exempted them from reserve requirements.
Well, I know, but that was a decision that was made by William H. Donaldson. That wasn't legal. I mean, it was Henry Paulson led a delegation to Washington, D.C. in 2004 and convinced Mr. Donaldson, member of the Council on Foreign Relations at Skull and Bones, that it wasn't necessary. And so after that, of course, there was no, you know, they had the authority to do it, but they weren't allowed to. Alan Greenspan certainly came out against regulating the derivatives. So the government just refused to do it. That was the thing. The same way there were all sorts of state laws that could stop the predatory lending practices that led to the housing meltdown, but the Bush administration wouldn't let the states enforce their own laws.
Well, you know, I guess we can disagree on the wordage, but as far as I know, Dr. Stan, there never was any legislation by Congress. In fact, it had been proposed that when derivatives were first came to light, it was brought up to Congress in terms of writing, and those same people you mentioned actually lobbied Congress to make sure that the new derivatives were not, in fact, required to have reserves. So I don't believe the government ever had legal power to require reserves. They simply were not called what they were. They were insurance policies. They were gambles. They needed to have reserves, but because they labeled them something differently, they were outside the authority of the regulators, supposedly. At least that's the excuse that they get. They were outside our authority to regulate. And this is appropriate anti-fraud regulation that you require reserves. And I don't think even insurance companies have enough reserves. 10% is not enough in major crises and things. And, of course, what's interesting that people don't need to understand is that if you require really heavy reserves so that these people can pay their debts if you have a real meltdown, there's no profit in insurance.
Oh, not only that, of course, but the problem is that a lot of the reserves of the insurance companies were invested in government bonds, and they were invested in all these speculative assets, you know, the CDOs and the asset-backed securities. They were invested in a lot of things that have lost value. They were invested in commercial developments, and a lot of these, you know, insurance companies, you know, certainly if they had, you know, accurate appraisal, would be insolvent. I think some of them actually are insolvent today.
Well, at some level of threat, they're all insolvent, you're right, because, you know, with an economic meltdown like this, their reserves, what reserves they have, are just melting away. And that's why I think that the other shoes to drop in this economy are the commercial real estate market. You know, a lot of the solid banks don't have toxic residential housing debt, but they certainly have a lot of commercial real estate loans that are starting to go bad at an increasing rate.
I agree with you, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we talk about the financial crisis that really threatens the very existence of our society, but not only America, but the entire economic system of the world is coming down.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com. Enter coupon code RADIO and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the World Affairs Brief.
The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. It's a very modest subscription price for the year, and I do try to put back into the news my analysis of what is purposely omitted from the news. That's how most news distortion occurs, and it's a very important work.
Well, it certainly is, and I look forward to it every week when it comes. I think all of you out there in listening audience would benefit from it, as well as, of course, going to that news source every day. That's World Affairs Brief. You go there, you scroll down, you see the articles you're interested in, you pull them up, and we copy an awful lot of them. A great source of information, in fact, it was just this morning that I learned that Goldman Sachs had given almost $5 billion in bonuses. Where is the outcry? I mean, certainly AIG are pikers next to Goldman Sachs, but nobody's going to be talking about that. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, with all the talk about the bonuses, the public has continually said the excuse that we need these bright people to stay so that the taxpayers will get their money back. Well, the money is never coming back, and people know it. On 60 Minutes, and I'm talking about these insider people know that, on 60 Minutes on Sunday, March 15th, During questioning on the bonus issue, AIG Chairman Edward Liddy stated under oath that the bonuses were needed to retain key personnel to, quote, dismantle the company. I think it's obvious that they have no intention of paying the taxpayers back. Worse, when the company is dissolved, who's going to still have to pay for all the city and county pension funds that are invested with AIG that are gone? If you think the government's going to be able to turn them away, you don't know political outrage. So the taxpayers will once again have to pay again, not only the bailouts that went elsewhere. They never did go to bail out the things that they were supposed to go to. They went to pay off, as I pointed out in a previous World Affairs brief, the insider banks like Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and J.P. Morgan, who are the actual owners of the Federal Reserve. Then there's the issue of insider loans just emerging that makes this banking scandal take on aspects of the savings and loan scandals of the 1980s and early 1990s. During those times, SNL executives went to jail for giving themselves big loans, which contributed to the insolvency of the institutions that they ran. And the Charlotte Observer broke the story this week. The banks nationwide hold $41 billion in loans to directors, top executives, and other insiders, a portfolio that experts say should be stripped of secrecy. Now, this is another regulatory loophole, Dr. Stan, that, you know, why should loans be able to be kept off the books that go to a bank's directors and top executives? Insider lending to directors is particularly troublesome because it could, obviously, can cloud the judgment of people charged with protecting the stockholders. So, Bank of America, which is at the top of this list, had loans, doubled their loans to their executives to $624 million, the largest dollar jump in the country. The largest of them went to three directors of their companies. The surge came in the fourth quarter. As credit markets froze, the government prepared to issue, prepared to infuse banks with billions. It appeared to me as if they were emptying the bank of money so as to justify getting more government bailout money. In other words, they just simply gave themselves a pre-deposit on these funds. Anyway, the top of the list of insider trading or insider loans with J.P. Morgan of New York, also Wachovia, which was sold as Wells Fargo of San Francisco at the end of 2008. They had $747 million in insider loans. It's just incredible when you start to look at all the shenanigans that are going on inside these companies. There's also the incestuous relationship between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and several of the congressional banking and finance leaders in both the Senate and the House. Barney Frank, as you know, claims to be outraged by the financial shenanigans of both AIG and Fannie and Freddie, and yet the openly gay congressman had a multi-year relationship with one Herb Moses, an executive for Fannie Mae. And during the same time, he had regulatory oversight over Fannie Mae and Freddie and received over $40,000 in campaign contributions from these two quasi-government institutions. This is a scandal in and of itself about all the money that they use to buy influence peddling among the government. I mean, this is like a semi-government agency using what now ends up being taxpayer money to buy influence in Congress. Senator Chris Dodd received $134,000 from Fannie and Freddie. John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts, $111,000. Senator Barack Obama, when he was a senator, received $106,000. Hillary Clinton received $75,000. And of course, we have, you know, there are lots of Republicans in on this, too. Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, was made a wealthy man by being placed on the board of directors of Fannie Mae by his boss, Bill Clinton. He was named to the Freddie board, or the, Freddie Mac board, actually, by Clinton in the year 2000. The board met no more than six times a year. And yet, and Obama was, or Emanuel was not assigned to any of the board's working committees, and yet he pulled down $380,000 in stock and options plus a $20,000 annual fee. Just incredible, the evil that's involved in this insider rotating door that goes in and out between government and these sectors. He was part of the board, when executives used accounting tricks to mislead shareholders about the outsized profits the government chartered firm was then reaping from risky investments. The goal was to push the earnings onto the books in future years, ensuring that Freddie Mac would appear profitable on paper for years to come, even though they were not profitable. This accounting scandal wasn't the only one that brewed during his tenure. The company also hatched a plan to enhance its political muscle, giving $3.8 million or billions for lobbying, and they were fined by the Federal Election Commission for illegally using corporate resources to host fundraisers for politicians. So it's no wonder there's an international outcry, Dr. Stan, for U.S. dominance and their tactics. Anti-American feelings are running high in Europe and increasing high in Eastern Europe, where Russia continues to woo its former satellites by pointing to U.S. arm-twisting intrigue in this financial meltdown. But Americans don't understand that the reality of the world economic system is that the U.S. globalist insiders are very much linked with European and Asian financial powers, and those powers now feel betrayed by U.S. methods favoring insider banks and not them. So it's interesting that in the European sector, the rotating presidency of the European Union is Mirek Topolánek of the Czech Republic. He blasted U.S. spending of hundreds of billion dollars to revive its economy as paving its way to hell. But he was forced to downplay those remarks to avert a diplomatic crisis, especially after the day following those remarks, the Czech Republic or Parliament delivered a vote of no confidence, essentially ousting Topolánek, which puts his presidency in the EU in jeopardy as well. Now, this is a big deal because the no-confidence vote against Topolánek has even wider repercussions for the EU since the passage of the Lisbon Treaty, which gives, of course, like the Treaty of Nice tried to do, new and broader powers to the EU. But they were being, it's been vetoed by Ireland and the Czech Republic. The pro-EU government of Ireland keeps subjecting its people to a referendum each year until they wear down the opposition, expected to finally get that thing passed this year. But now this latest rejection of Topolánek by the Czech Parliament is supposed to at least bring in new parliamentary representation that will be increasingly anti-NATO and anti-EU. So once again, they may be stymied.
Well, we live in amazing, amazing times, and all I get to say is I certainly think that man deserves a vote of credit for having the courage to say that what the American policy is doing right now is a one-way trip to hell. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, you pick the story up.
Well, the couple of Keynesian economists have even taken Secretary Geithner to task on his supposed scheme to eliminate toxic debt from the big banks. His plan was offering a private investors leveraged and subsidized offers to buy up $1 trillion in toxic assets and seen as a roadblock to economic recovery. Well, newsmakers seemed uniformly approving simply because they view it as their duty to be upbeat about any proffered solution by the government. Besides, the stock market seemed to like it. But what do they know? Most stock pickers are betting on what others perceive the market will do, not on fundamentals. However, the plan was met with disapproval by both Keynesian economist James Galbraith and Paul Krugman and Austrian economist Gary North. Nobel laureate and Princeton economist Paul Krugman said, this is more than disappointing. It fills me with a sense of despair, he said. The Geithner scheme would offer a one-way bet. If the assets go up, the investor profits. If they go down, the investors can walk away from their debt. This isn't really about letting markets work. It's just an indirect, disguised way to subsidize purchase of bad debts. Krugman said they thought it sounded very similar to a similar cash for trash plan that was floated by former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, who later abandoned the proposal. Well, and the real problem with this plan is that it won't work, Krugman says, adding that bad loans may be undervalued because there's too much fear in the current climate. But the fact is that financial executives literally bet their banks on the belief that there would be no housing bubble and the related belief that unprecedented levels of household debt were no problem. They lost that bet. And no amount of financial hocus-pocus, for that is what the Geithner plan amounts to, will change that fact, Krugman said. He's absolutely right. These loans are bad investments. Investors will profit from the good ones that they buy up and let the taxpayers subsidize the bad ones that fail to give them profit. So why bring in the investors in the first place if they aren't at risk for the bad loans? It's simple. Like everything in this bailout scheme, they are insider deals to make fellow insiders rich. Who's going to get to play this game? It's not going to be the common investor. It's going to be the insiders. It's just another way to shovel cash out the door to your friends. It has nothing to do with saving the real victims of these schemes. I think it's just incredible.
I agree with you. I think, I mean, it's just so unbelievable that anybody would even take it seriously. I mean, it's like, you know, heads they win and tails we lose.
That's right. It's just incredible, Dr. Scheme, Dr. Stan, Dr. Scheme. That's kind of a Freudian slip. You are not the schemer. It certainly is our Treasury Secretary. Well, in other news, unemployment rate hit a 16-year high. California's jobless rate surged in February to the highest level since 1983. So as unemployment in Oregon and Nevada climbed above 10%. But the unemployment statistics don't tell the whole story. Like the CPI, they are skewed and manipulated downward. They do not show the number of people still out of work but no longer collecting unemployment benefits. They don't count the disabled who are ineligible for unemployment. They don't count part-time workers or independent contractors who are still barely working but getting behind. Realistic estimates of unemployment and underemployment range between 18 and 20%. So it's getting bad. Then there was the story of the new currency this year. China even called for a replacement this week of the dollar by some yet-to-be-defined international currency. This is another key New World Order goal that globalists at the CFR and Trilateral Commission would relish. However, they can't solve the dollar's current woes by introducing a new currency now, since everyone would require fair exchange value for their existing currencies. This merely changes the name, not the actual quantity of inflation. So I think what they're doing, Dr. Stan, is simply allowing this subject to surface. In fact, Timothy Geithner told a CFR audience that he was open to the suggestion. Then he had to turn around and quickly backtrack on it and reinforce his support for the U.S. currency. But I think really what's happening is that they're floating the idea, but it'll take war eventually before they'll be able to exchange the currency, because war will give them the excuse to force people to accept a less than fair exchange rate. And that's what happens with any country who does a 100-to-1 swap, et cetera. They force, through the exigencies of a crisis, a less than fair exchange rate. I don't think they could get away with that at this time.
Well, you know, there's a fellow named Ben Stile who has a loan to the Council on Foreign Relations from the Royal Institute. And he keeps talking about this necessity for a new world currency. And said he is not talking about the dollar, that's for sure. So I think that they're really floating these ideas. And I believe that sooner or later there is going to be a world currency.
Well, you see, it isn't the currency that's matter. If it's traded one-for-one for the dollar, you haven't done anything but change the name. What is different, though? A world currency would mean a world body would determine how much you inflate that currency, not the U.S. Treasury or not the Federal Reserve. So that's what they're talking about. We're talking about, it's just like when they had a single currency in the EU. What each individual sovereign state lost was the power to do their own inflation. And that's a big loss of sovereignty when you're talking about it's akin to taking away the inflation taxing power. And our government uses that almost exclusively now, and they're not going to give that up. So this is not just a matter of picking another name for a currency. This is a matter of picking who's going to have the power to inflate, and that can't come about without a world government. I don't think you can get there without a war to drive people into it.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see, but we're out of time. Our guest has been Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Bye-bye, Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, that was Joel. I hope you enjoy him, as I always do. A fascinating commentary and a great deal of wisdom there. And we'll give you an entirely different view of what's going on, and yet I believe a very accurate view, because remember, the media is controlled and most of your ideas are created by the people who are able to pull the levers behind the scenes and, of course, create our reality, our tastes, and our ideas. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are out there in the listening audience, you'd like to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We have over 60 outlets every week, but we could sure use a lot more. A lot of them are just half an hour a week, but at least they're hearing some of the truth, the information they're never going to get elsewhere. So if you'd like to become part of our team, Why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have a number of new items that we hope many of you will be interested in. Of course, we have William Greig's excellent book, Liberty and Eclipse. We have the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, Get a Life by Pastor Billy Crone. It's his own testimony. And then probably we have the new DVD on global warming, Emerging Science by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Now, there are two of them. One is Global Warming, The Road to World Government. The other, of course, is Global Warming, Emerging Science. And this is the latest one. Pastor Billy Crone on Please Don't Go to Hell. We have the DVD, actually very well made, over in Great Britain. It's on RFK Must Die. And, of course, we carry the book by that title. And we have a great 4-CD set on that. And they killed Bobby Kennedy. And there's no question that Saran was actually the patsy. And he wasn't involved. It's just that he's not the man who killed Bobby Kennedy. And then, of course, we have the great DVD on vaccines and brain development by Dr. Blaylock. And then Billy Crone, Who Says the Bible is God's Word? All of these are great new items. If you haven't seen the material we have on the murder of Martin Luther King, the material we have on the sinking of the USS Liberty, with interviews with the survivors of the attack, the vicious, murderous attack that was supposed to kill all of the men, and it failed. God intervened, and I believe, and they were threatened, though. They were threatened with murder. They would be killed if they ever revealed the truth about what happened that fateful day in 1967. And for 20 years, nobody had the courage to come forward. And then one at a time, they gradually came forward. And, well, we don't know if anybody's been killed. Maybe they have killed off a few of them. But you need to hear the testimony, the statements of the men who survived that terrible day. And then we got a DVD. We've got a video on that. Well, DVDs made over in Great Britain. Of course, they would never show it here in the United States. The one here in the United States, it would never get on national television. They can't let you know about that. So, again, if you'd like to get the Robert Kennedy special, which is the book, the DVD, and, of course, get the Radio Liberty special. We have a Radio Liberty special, which, of course, is the two DVDs, the 4-tape set, and the syllabus. The Robert Kennedy special is the book, the DVD, and the 4-tape set. We've got the information. You just need to help us get it out. We've got a special on the murder of Larry McDonald. Do you remember Larry McDonald? Well, of course, there's no question he was murdered, too. We've got all the documentation. You need to help us get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public...